because I'm doing a podcast, man. What's up, everybody? We are 23 minutes behind, and that's because, well, we were watching probably the best game of the year so far in playoff baseball. So y'all just have to bear with us. But we're here for some NBA talk. As always, I am joined by my guy, Corey Carlton. We're not going to be arguing with Ronnie or fighting for airtime to get a word in. We're much more civilized when it's just the two of us.
Salute.
Oh, man, that's a lot, too. But man, let's go ahead and get into the over-under win totals. I did three for the West and three for the East. We'll start with the West. I'll give you mines, and it was three overs. I had the Warriors over 47.5. I'm high on the Kings this year to go over 44.5. And then, of course, me thinking that OKC takes a big step this year, I had them over 44.5.
Are we going to argue already?
All right, that's fine with me.
I actually, you're a little precursor to one of the next segments, but I got the Kings way under this year. I think every team in the West got better except for the Kings. So I got the Kings under this year. I got the Spurs under 28.5 wins. They have no incentive to win the games, and I don't see Wembanyama playing more than 50 games or so. And then lastly, for the West, I actually have the Nuggets under 52.5 wins. I think that's a big number for them. I just don't think they're going to be pressing the gas as the defending champions. I don't see them going wire to wire. They don't seem built for it. Even though they'll be dangerous in the playoffs, I don't like them in this spot at 52.5.
So if I was going to take an under, I would have taken the Nuggets under 52.5 too. I don't think Jokic, I don't think he cares, man. I mean, he likes, I don't even know if he likes the NBA anymore. Even last year when they won, up until it was the celebration time, it just seemed like it was such a chore to him. Yeah. And it doesn't seem like he's a legacy guy anyway. He got his ring. He made his money. I think he's happy. I don't know what kind of shape he's in this year. And the rest of those guys don't seem to I think they're all content. And so I'm feeling you on that.
Yeah, and they're injury prone too, all of them except for Jokic. So I don't see Murray and Porter staying healthy the whole season. And they have no depth now. So
yeah, and that worries me with the Warriors too. Like they're old now. They're the old guys. And getting 47.5 or getting 48 plus out of them this year is going to be asking for a lot. I know.
A lot. So, it all depends on Clay, man. We'll have to see what Clay is. He was good half of the season, then he wasn't. I don't know what's up.
So why are you so low on the Kings?
Yeah, man. I think it was just lightning in a bottle. I mean, when you look at the West last year and you look at all the injuries everyone had, somebody's got to go under. Like, do we think the Lakers aren't going to be better? Because they're clearly better. Do we think the Warriors aren't going to be better with CP3? They're clearly better. Do we think that the Timberwolves aren't going to be better with another year of Edwards? They're better. New Orleans, I mean, Zion's going to play some, so they're better. Phoenix just added Bradley Beal. They're better. Like, where are these? Somebody's got to go under. Somebody's going to miss. I mean, you can say Memphis for 25 games, but the West is stacked, so.
What about the Mavericks? I think it just came out today. Luka's calf injury or whatever he's got going on. There's no timetable on his return now. And then, you know, we always joke about him coming into the season out of shape anyway. But it looked like he would have came into this season in decent shape because he played a lot of international ball. But now he's coming in hurt, and there's no timetable on the return. How do you think that affects the Mavericks, and would that change your view of their win total for the year?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it's like one of those nagging calf injuries that has them out 2-3 weeks, that definitely changes things. I'm not high on the Mavericks anyway. I don't think they'll be considerably better than last year. They're just, I mean, the, again, you can't they don't play defense, and they're not going to outscore teams in the West. So I don't know. I'm not a big Mavericks guy. I guess Grant Williams helps.
That's an upgrade from Bullock for sure. but when I looked at the Mavericks, I was thinking about looking, maybe doing something with them. But once I looked deeper into it, I think they're a game by game team. I don't want to put a future out on them because, again, Kyrie might have one of his moments and then he ends up not playing most of the season. And honestly, for me, I want to stay away from any Harden team, any Durant team, any Kyrie team. I'm not doing no more futures on those teams, man, because the dudes are unpredictable.
Nah, that's facts. Kyrie seems content. He's saying all the right things. But no matter how good Kyrie has been, it's been 6-7 years since even his elite play has directly been correlated to wins. Even when he's balling for the Nets, they weren't winning. When he's balling for the Celtics, they weren't winning. So even at this point in his career, Kyrie playing really well doesn't necessarily translate to wins. So I just don't see it with the Mavericks. And I certainly don't believe in any of their young guys. I mean young guys, but like 2 years ago. I actually think Hardy and Green are super talented, but the way they play, they're not ready to be 3-and-D guys. They kind of need the ball, so how's that going to happen with Kyrie and Luka?
You believe in their coach? Of course you do.
I don't understand how he's still coaching.
He has been bad, man.
Never forget, Jason Kidd had Giannis running the point. Never forget.
Yeah. Over
and he messed up his jump shot.
He did, which I was looking at Wimby's shot and thinking about like the old videos of how Giannis used to shoot. Yep. And I was like, dang, man.
Literally.
It looked similar for real.
Very similar.
I doubt it would have been as consistent, but it looked similar.
Nah, never. But it issued like 33% his rookie year from three.
Yeah. The East. For me, I got the Hawks over 42.5. I got the 76ers under 48.5, and I got the Heat under 45.5.
Yeah, I'm with you on the 76ers. I just don't see it, even with Embiid, even with the downlies. I do like the Hawks over two. It wasn't one of my ones. My favorite one are the Hornets over 31.5 wins. I think people forget this team was in the playoffs when they had full strength. Bridges is back. Bridges is back. He was averaging 21-10. A year ago, you would assume LaMelo plays at least 50 games, not 20 like last year. They still have a veteran team. This isn't a team that's looking to tank. They have Terry Rozier and Gordon Hayward who are playing for contracts next year. Mix that with Mark Williams, who looked really good last year. Nick Richards looks good. And then who knows what they actually get from Miller, but I would assume it's something. From a depth perspective, he's certainly an upgrade over like a Kelly Oubre or James Booknight. I actually like the Hornets over 31.5 wins. I like it a lot.
Are they done with Booknight?
I think you gotta be.
I had high hopes for him.
Yeah, I thought he could be a scorer off the bench in this league. But sometimes those guys just don't work, man. I can't imagine him getting any burn anytime soon, especially not when they're back at full strength.
Is Miller starting for them? Because I looked at depth chart and it had maybe it was just the preseason game. I don't know if I was looking at like for that game or if I was looking at for the season, but I saw Hayward coming off the bench and I thought that was weird. But my only issue with that team is that there still seems to be like LaMelo is amazing, but they're just lacking in like height. You know, like they're not intimidating team by their size. And I feel like in a lot of games that they do struggle in, it's because the other team has more length than them, particularly in the interior.
Yeah, they're definitely a little small. PJ Walker's a small four, and they play him at the five sometime. So that's understandable. But I just think that they have enough to win some games, especially at home.
Yeah, and 31 is kind of disrespectful, man.
It's low for a team at 140. Like, it's, I mean, everyone's going off of last year, and I don't see it.
All right, so surprise teams. We can go surprise in the, hey, they're going to be a lot better than people think, or surprise and they're going to not meet expectations. Who's your biggest surprise this year, or who you're anticipating to be the biggest surprise?
The New York Knicks and the Sacramento Kings. I think both of those teams take really big steps back. I think that they don't have the consistency to put together back-to-back high-level winning series. Both are any injury away with their lack of depth of kind of going away. The Kings are just too dependent on scoring from Fox and Malik Monk, and they're both kind of streaky. I don't think that Fox is sustainable to play at all NBA level. I think the West was very injured last year, so I see a big fallout for them. And then the Knicks just can't score. And Tibbs has a history of wearing teams down, winning a couple seasons because he overplays people in the regular season and they just play harder. And then the next year they get worn down and see a lot of injuries. So I definitely see the Knicks and the Kings being the biggest surprises down. And I think the Hawks are the biggest surprises in the East. In general, I could definitely see them getting the top four seed. So I think Atlanta has a lot of talent, and I'm a big Quinn Snyder fan. So I think they take a big leap forward this year.
Yeah, I've got, for my surprise, I've got the Hawks on there as a surprise up. I do have the Knicks as a – I didn't have them as a surprise down per se, but I'm anti-Knicks. I don't know what my vendetta is against them because they've never been really good for me to actually hate on them in any time frame of my life, for real, except for maybe the Ewing years. But I am not a fan of them. And, you know, you're right. Tibbs wears guys down. He did it in Minnesota. He did it in Chicago. More than likely, he would do it here in New York as well. And I also think that they still haven't quite figured out that Julius Randle is not a superstar. I mean, I love the guy's hustle, but he can't be your a feature scorer for you, man. Like, you can't give him the rock in isolation and think he's gonna you know, score at a high clip. That's just not how it should work. And then for the West, I think OKC is everybody's, like, you know, everybody's expecting them to take a step up per se. But I put the Utah Jazz as a team I think that folks are overlooking a little. Last year didn't seem like a flash in the pan to me because the chemistry of Sexton, Laurie, and then the addition of Kessler, I think they found something in him as a big man. And it just seems like one of those teams that, yeah, they don't have the Donovan Mitchell. They don't have the superstar, but they're going to be in a lot of games because between the coach and the players, they're getting the maximum out of that roster.
Yeah, they're interesting for sure. It's like people think they're tanking, but they also traded for John Collins. And
yeah,
that doesn't really scream tanking. Yeah, they're an interesting team for sure. I don't know which way I believe on them. They got too many salts for me.
It's Utah.
I know. I can't do it.
It's the only place in the America where their athleticism shines.
Maybe playing like 4 1/4 at a time, bro. That's just too much for me. I can't do that. I seen them play that Fettuccine dude, Laurie, Kessler.
Yeah,
all at once. I can't do
it. It looks like it definitely looks very Princeton-like sometimes. Yeah, and then 76ers disappointing. I think that's a popular one. And I'm going to be contrarian to be a hater. I know everybody expects it from me anyway, but I'm not. I don't think the Suns are going to be what people think they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to be healthy enough. When is the last time Bradley Beal played 50 games?
Sir. You tripping.
Nah, man.
How many games the Suns going to win? Let me hear what you're like.
Oh, I mean, they probably win like 55, 56.
So what do you think people think they're going to be?
Because when they get to the playoffs, they're going to fall apart.
You tripping. You want to know another sleeper team everybody's sleeping on?
Who?
The Clippers.
The Clippers? Another team where people who gonna play?
You gotta see Russ running that show for a whole year, man.
Oh my energy, God.
Russ brought to the squad in the second half, bro. You saw Russ. You know what Mr. Triple Double does.
Russell Westbrook has come to the West Coast to make the Clippers the Wizards, man. That's gonna look like. Bless his heart. I don't even want to hate on the guy anymore. I'm actually feeling sorry for him. He doesn't deserve this, man. Somebody trade him to a contender.
Nah, I'm joking. Them boys can't stay healthy for nothing. They did, though. Who knows? The West is interesting, man. It's really, really interesting.
It all depends on the health, honestly. Like, if Zion Williamson plays,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the Pelicans are a top five team. And even if Williamson plays, then you still got, like, what about Ingram? Is he going to play, you know? Like, they need those guys on the court.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you right now, the Pelicans are deep in a tough out if Zion's playing. Straight up. Like, they're a tough out if Zion's playing. I mean, nobody can say they play for a whole season, but what I saw in the preseason was enough. Everything you want to say about Zion, he's fat, he's out of shape, all that's true. But I saw him punk people that people will say are some of the best players in the NBA on a consistent basis. So Anthony Davis take nights off because he didn't want to play against Zion.
And if we're talking efficiency, when he's on the court, he's one of the most efficient players out there. And I jokingly said this maybe like 2 years ago that he could have the Embiid track, where the first couple seasons you're like, it ain't gonna work. He's a bust. He stays injured. And then he actually has a couple seasons where he's healthy, and then you see this MVP level ability coming out. And it's obvious the guys around him are significantly better when he's on the court. So they just ruined him on the court, man. Are you buying any of this Orlando Magic hype?
No, man. They're the most overhyped team I've ever heard in my life. For the first time in my life, I agreed with Patrick Beverley. How can you possibly say they have 250? This is what I don't like. I hate when people see young guys play for bad teams and then project what they're going to be and say they're actually that, because neither one of them dudes are that. Paolo is legit. Wagner is he's the most overrated player in a long time. I don't see it.
And then they've got a host of guards. There's like seven of them.
I mean, yeah, and they can't all play at once. They draft in point guards. Fultz, the best point guard they have. They still have Suggs. Cole Anthony thinks it's his team. Wagner's not it. Wendell Carter's what he's going to be. Paolo's legit.
Paolo's legit.
Yeah, he's legit. Like, he could be a legit number one, all-star, low-level, all-NBA. Like, he can play. But that's it. And they're just way ahead of what they're projecting them to be. So I can see them vying for a play-in game, but they're not legit.
I'm going to root for the Pistons, man. I don't know why. I want them to do well, but I still think they're a couple years out.
Yeah, they're interesting too, because, again, these teams seem like they're tanking, but they go out and get people that screams not tank. Like, why do they have Bojan?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Like, are they tanking or are they not? And I mean, I can't really. I think I know the Twins apart, but everyone's saying Asar is the better one right now, just because of the extreme defense and how athletic he is. So, who knows? I mean, I don't know where you go after Cade. I don't see the team having enough to really win. But I mean, people forget the way people talk about Cade. Sam Presti tried to trade SGA straight up for Cade 2 years ago, and people said no. So that's how highly he was regarded. So let's not forget how good he's supposed to be.
Yeah, and Presti dodged a bullet on that one, because that would that would be crazy. His first major mistake. Top three teams. Do you want to do for the NBA, or do you want to do by conference?
Let's do for the NBA. Who are your top three teams? Because I think it's pretty easy about conference.
I mean, obviously, you got to put the Bucks in there. And then if they stay healthy, the Suns. they got the star power. And then, I mean – I want to say the Warriors, but I'm also hopeful for OKC for real. I just have, like, unrealistic expectations for NBA, man. That's why I only bet props and I don't bet spreads and stuff, because my expectations are so unrealistic.
You so disrespectful, bro. You know you're disrespectful, right?
I I mean, that's my purpose when it comes to NBA.
You said OKC before you mentioned the defending champions who only lost two games the whole playoffs.
Yeah, man. I mean, that is my entire purpose. I gotta hate on Jokic and Luka at the same time now. I gotta go anti-Europe.
And I root for this team to fail, and I never won't. But the Celtics might win 65 games, bro.
Yeah, they're pretty good. But the black in me can't root for that either.
Oh, no. Nah, but I got a Bucks Suns finals. I would say it's the Bucks, the Celtics, and the Suns are the best three teams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I can agree with that. And for real, that Bucks Celtics, those Bucks Celtics games will definitely be good. Definitely be good. Cause it's gonna come down to coaching. Cause they got two young coaches, like as far as their experience goes. Because we know what the players can do, but how are they going to manage the rotations? Like, for the Bucks, especially, like, how is that rotation going to look? And then with the added depth to the Celtics and the fact that, you know, at one point last year, we were even, like, it was a common discussion, can Tatum and Brown work together? Like, is this really going to be the championship-winning combo?
Yeah, and I mean, no matter what you want to say, that's still going to be the same issue. Jrue Holiday does a lot of things for them, but a clutch scorer that you can give the ball to at the end of games ain't it. He's not going to help the chaos. I've seen him cause more chaos in Milwaukee, so he's not helping.
Did you ever see that clip of Jaylen Brown just standing on the sideline dribbling left-handed? I think you actually shared it. Actually.
Yeah, I shared it. That was great. The fact that the Celtics social media put that out, that was crazy.
Oh, man.
He still can't do it. That man makes $50 million a year and can't dribble with his left hand. And he's no slander, but you got to work on that.
I'm only laughing because it gives me hope that, you know, maybe my son behind me can get to the league just by being tall. He ain't got no left or right hand right now.
They said Jerry West couldn't dribble with his left hand either. But
all right, your top three players, which I just threw that in there.
Yeah, well, top three players are Giannis.
Yeah.
Jokic.
I got that too.
And Devin Booker.
All right, I can't go there.
Did we see the playoffs last year?
I know, yeah, we saw the playoffs last year. I know, and everything you've ever said about Devin Booker, you've been right. That's for sure.
Who number three?
Who's number three?
I know what you better not say.
What I better not say?
Luka.
Oh, no, definitely not, man. I got a rep to keep, man. I can't be out here hyping up Luka. Now, again, I don't know, man. Because Giannis and Jokic, I think it comes down to those two for sure.
Yeah.
And then
a large gap.
And for real, it depends. If they defer to Devin like they did in the playoffs, if he's really their guy the entire year, which he probably will be anyway because of his personality, then for sure, I'll definitely bump him up to three. But if he's going to be splitting it with Durant, yeah.
And Beal.
Yeah, and Beal. Which I think I don't think Bill's the type of guy to cause any issues with chemistry per se. Like, he didn't strike me like that. And even in his last season that he played before he got hurt, he was more of a facilitator than years past. Like, yeah,
he's not on that.
Yeah. But like, you know, man, Durant, man, it just takes two or three games for him to get upstage and he'd be back on the burners, man. He says, I don't understand it. Like,
I think he just want to ring at this point.
He's so talented, man. Like, why are you – you're your worst enemy career-wise.
Yeah, I mean, he makes some bad GM decisions. That's the problem. Everyone shouldn't be their own GM. But I don't mind the Twitter stuff, man. I can't say what I would do if I had all that money and can't go do nothing because you're too famous. better to argue with people on the internet than be James Harden, because that's the alternative.
I don't know, man. I like James Harden's lifestyle. I just don't care.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. People call him an idiot, too. You got to pick which idiot you're going to be.
My man was in between games in the playoffs and at the strip club, and Durant in between games in the playoffs arguing with me on Twitter.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I mean, Durant still have a good lifestyle. He just don't do it like Durant. He ain't struggling to land what he need to land.
All right. Most surprising storylines coming into this season outside of I don't even think Harden is a surprise. This seems to be pattern. Any surprising storylines to you?
Surprising storylines are the trade alerts lurking on the back burner. Look out for the Warriors trying to flip CP3 when this doesn't work. Him and Draymond. If you can't get along with Jordan Poole, how do you think the two biggest divas, crybabies, most hated people in the NBA who don't like each other? Draymond came out and said, I don't like him. But Bron said he cool, so I'm a rock with him. How you think they gonna get along?
He's been like their number one enemy since their rise. Like he was
Shit said, I don't like him.
Yeah, he was like their immediate competitor, and he's like their biggest hater too. But I don't know. Like, how did that get approved?
I mean, they not asking Draymond.
No, I know that, but I mean, like even Steph Curry, I feel like
ever care. Because Steph ain't one joke. Because you know what Steph said? He probably said, you know what? I don't like CP3. But Jordan Poole legitimately be waving me off. Like, yeah. That. If there's one thing that's going to piss Steph off, is that. It ain't no personality.
I'll never forget that last shot, man. It looks good kill, man. That was a better look than when LeBron looked at JR.
Yeah, I ain't never seen Steph upstage nobody on the court, but he was so mad.
He was like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? And everybody's like, yeah, take a shot. Not that shot. Not that. No, we're talking to the other two all-time great shooters on the team. Not you, Mr. Poole. Let's see, my biggest storyline, honestly, is just going to probably be how Jokic just doesn't care. Yeah. Like, it's going to be funny. Like, he's still going to ho-hum dominate, but whether they, you know, as much effort as he's going to put into it is anybody's guess, man. Like, I just, like, you think about, like, Giannis and the rest of these guys who, when they got their first ring, how hard they came out and wanted to play the next season. And how disappointed her after they didn't get back or something like that. I don't think we'll ever see that with Jokic. He'll probably be happy.
Yeah, but I don't think he need to care, man. He don't need to come in shape. He fat anyway. Like, you know.
Biggest fall off for this season.
The biggest fall off. You know who, besides the 76ers and Embiid requesting a trade at some point is inevitable. I'm worried about Cleveland because I think the first round exit is going to bring out Donovan Mitchell showing how much he doesn't want to be there because he didn't want to be in Utah. And Cleveland's different from Utah, but you don't want to be in Cleveland either if you're looking to get out of Utah. So I want to watch that Cleveland situation. They're still young where they could try to flip Mitchell for like some picks and stuff and kind of be on Mobley's timeline as opposed to Mitchell's because those are a little different. And I think Evan Mobley is the most underrated young player besides Scotty Barnes that there is. He's getting KG comparisons, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard because I've seen nothing KG from him. Don't get me started. So look more like Jonathan Bender than KG. So watch Cleveland, man. It's going to be a potential big disappointment. They have 50 and a half wins. They could either do that and be a great regular season team and fan out in the playoffs, or it could start off ugly and I could really see them, Mitchell starting to request trades. I did like the pickup though.
Who would be in contention for Donovan Mitchell this year if that were Knicks? It'd be a bigger market.
They wanted them before. They got the picks. They got, you know, they got some players. They can mix and match. And it wouldn't be a podcast without me saying it. The biggest surprise. You know where we're going. Ben Simmons comes back.
Oh my God. Look, and you know what's funny? Marcus updates me every day to the point where I was like, you got to be Corey's burner, bro. I was like, he was like, hey, look, just hear me out. I think I'm back on Ben. And it's like, it's weird to see him actually playing, like putting in effort. It's weird.
Ben Simmons will be in contention to make an all NBA defensive team this year. You heard it from me.
Can you be a comeback player of the year and you were active the entire time?
Define active, because I ain't seen him active in a long time.
Anything to keep him off the bench with that fashion of his, man. Good God.
Watch out for Ben, bro.
He'll probably be a movable piece, you think, if he actually plays, or you think people will buy back?
Now, I don't know if anybody's on that. Maybe, but I don't think anybody's taking that contract on as a problem.
Yeah. All right. And then one thing that I didn't talk about that had crossed my mind with Tristan in the background, like, poking me. The team that I wanted to keep an eye on were the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because, man, look, I don't care what nobody says. The Heat were 100% tampering the entire time. The entire time that Anthony Edwards was playing for Coach Spo and them, 100% tampering. They were getting too buddy-buddy. And there's no way he wants to stay in Minnesota if they're going to keep those two guys. And then, you know, Carl Anthony Towns is trying to be the next Dirk Nowitzki. I don't know how that's going to work either. So I always thought he was a little eccentric, but he's actually been a lot calmer than I anticipated given the circumstances. But he's got to be at his breaking point, man. Like, watching Minnesota Timberwolves games last year were frustrating for me as a fan. As a fan of somebody, I just want to watch a good game. My man can't get his dunks off no more. He can't get his shots off no more.
He keep it too real, too. You hear him in that clip when he said, if I see Rudy take a three in the game, I'm supping myself out.
Yeah. I believe him, too, man.
Nah, he's a wild boy, though. There's my problem with Ant-Man, bro. He's like counterculture, and it's like cool the what stuff he says right now. But let's not forget his anti-alphabet rant that he went on that he got fined and suspended for.
Yeah.
When he seen the people walking down the street.
Yeah.
We seen how the actor got the new contract. He was talking to the woman about, you know. So he'd be on social media playing silly games that if he gets too big a spotlight, it could be an issue for him. So it might be better to stay in Minnesota, because putting that boy in Miami might not be it.
I think he's destined for a bigger market, though, man. And I don't
see star, though. I think that they just got to do him right. Like, I could see him not caring about a bigger market, but you're right. You can't stink, have Gobert on your team, and be a trash market. You got to pick
him up. Yeah, so they were one of my more interesting. They were the ones that I wanted to kind of keep tabs on. And I'm excited for the NBA season this year. I think we've got a good crop of
– man, there are so many good teams. It's the best NBA has ever been. There's legit 8 to 10 really good teams that people could win it. Like, you can't tell me the Pelicans couldn't string it together and they're not super talented. You can't tell me if the Clippers put it all together – they're not super talented like you. And people don't even talk about those teams. They're talking about the Lakers and the Bucks and the Celtics. But, you know, even the 76ers, you know, if Harden comes to play, they get something then.
Well, one of the things that we didn't touch on either before we go, how do you think these in-season tournaments are going to do? Like, what is that going to do for players?
I don't think the really good teams get up for them. I think you'll see certain teams go for it. I think you'll see teams like OKC go for it. Draymond and Chris Paul told their owner the Warriors are going to go for it. I don't see that. But I think up-and-coming teams like the Hawks, you know, maybe the Jazz last year, up-and-coming teams that play hard, that have something to, like, kind of prove, I think those are the teams you're going to see win the in-season tournament. Maybe a team like the Celtics who just go for it. But it's interesting. I think it'll work. You know, it's it's considerable amount of money for people. I mean, it's like
$1 million.
So I mean, people got side chicks to pay for, so they'll do it. They do, bro. They expensive.
Or some people got need the money to pay off for skipping practice and not participating for most of the year. So that too.
That's true. Like he won't be there.
Sure. Yeah, I'll say last prediction. When and where will we see James Harden?
I don't know, man. I think Daryl's crazy enough to blow it all up and get fired on his principle. So
how do you find somebody that makes more money off endorsements than they do with their contract? What does he care?
James Harden don't care.
I mean,
you shouldn't have lied to him. He clearly promised him a contract and then said nah. Like it's very easy to see that man promised that man a contract extension and then backdoored him. And you know,
all right, Akeem, man, this is why we ended the show right here. Knicks the 3-seed. Thank you, Akeem, for your contribution
and the play-in tournament. They see the play-in tournament?
A 3-seed in the draft? In the draft, maybe?
No, the Knicks terrible, bro. Is that your new team?
Oh, I hope not, man. I tried to get him to go to Milwaukee, man. He said he's staying in Portland. He said he's staying.
Hey, that's good hands, man. I like the young bull. I like him. I like Scoot. I'm a big Scoot guy. Scoot fan. That's going to be a horrible decision to draft Brandon Miller, so I'm with that. They got to get rid of some of them guards, though, man. They all the same. So I like Sharp too. They got to flip Simons at some point.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, we got jokes because you a Trailblazers fan still. Why? Shoot, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I'm on whoever at the top of the leaderboard is not Boston. I can't do Boston ever. But if it's anybody else, I might be a Warriors fan once or twice a week, man. I might be a Suns fan too. I might, you know.
Nah, you can't. You're not welcome on the Suns. That's a TLS led team. You're not welcome on. You need to be.
Bro, as long as Durant is on that team, I should at least get some form of like.
You know he rides shotgun, and he said as much. But this is what you got to be a Grizzly fan, bro. You Josh seem like your type of guy.
John is my type of guy.
I know. That's what I'm telling you.
No homo pause and all that stuff. Yeah. I mean, hey, anybody that's willing to do things without thinking is we're friends. And like that's my spirit animal, man. That's my spirit animal. You get in trouble for doing something that you specifically told not to do within less than a week of being told not to do it. We're spirit animals for sure. That is my kind of energy. My mom is somewhere going to be listening to this podcast like, yep, that is exactly you. And that's why we smack you upside the head. God, man. I really, truly hope Ja gets it together this year, man.
I mean, I don't think he got no choice. And again, that's another team that's good, man. The NBA is in great hands. There's so many good stars, so many good teams. They actually need expansion at this point. There's just too much talent in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, where do you think they would expand to?
You know Vegas is coming.
Vegas? Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you saw I got a residency in Vegas anyway, so that's right up my alley. And on that note, we will end this podcast. We'll catch you guys. We'll put out a parlay. We're going to work on a parlay and put it out for Tuesday's slate.
Yep,
we got you. And then, you know, obviously – be on the lookout for the threads. I'll try to be more active on threads for NBA rather than side chats. And you know, there's only like four of us that really stay up and watch the West Coast games anyway. Yeah, so we'll be out here trolling Maurice, laughing at Akeem. The NBA is back. Y'all take care.
Get it.